Last Monday morning, Bill Squires, an employee of radio station KOAM in Pittsburgh, Kansas, reported a very strange experience to authorities. Today, I spoke with him about it on long-distance telephone. Here is the story as he told it to me.
Radio program at 6:50 every morning, with the exception of him. And I always leave my house at exactly 5:30 in order to be able to get out to make out my program. And where I saw this object was just about a mile and a half from my house. First, I was traveling, run north and south, and I was going south, and I saw it on the west side of the road. What it was doing, I don't know. It was just sitting there. But it was the shape of it was as if you would take an old-fashioned platter and set it on a table right side up, and then turn another platter down over the top of it. It was in that shape. It was a dull aluminum color.
What was the diameter of the thing?
Well, I would say, roughly speaking, and as I was very excited, the hair on the back of my neck standing up. I would say that it was 75 feet long at the least.
Now, was it on the ground?
No, sir.
Where was it?
Well, it was in the air. It was hovering, I would say, somewhere from 8 to 10 or possibly 12 feet above the top of this grass weed to the bottom of this contraption.
Did you stop when you saw it?
Not immediately, because when I first saw it, I was north of it, and I was on the driver's side, of course, and I looked through my right windshield and saw it. And as I got on down, just about even with it, well, knocked. And I opened the car door, and as soon as I killed my motor, I could hear it. And it was making a sound something like this. It was going, as I got out of the car, it stood up. It just took off and went back straight up, and it sounded about like a covey of 100 quails so taking off. I saw some signs of life on the inside of it.
How did you see that?
Well, that was blue lights. Out in the middle of this thing, through the windows, there was three or possibly four windows.